Opal Singleton. I am the president and CEO of Million Kids. This is an organization that combats human trafficking, sextortion, social media exploitation, child pornography, even money laundering. We are located in Southern California, and we've been operating for over 12 years. And we are a post-certified law enforcement trainer, and we often train across the United States. So this particular thing is called an insider alert. I am the service, the training and outreach coordinator for the Riverside County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force. That's in Southern California. I report to the Riverside County Sheriff Department and also the Department of Justice. And an insider alert is created so that we can educate you on cases. Maybe it's a case analysis, just like this particular one that we're doing on David Maris today, or the latest in technology, or how particular criminal enterprises are changing. So I hope that you will go to millionkids.org and sign up for these insider alerts. This particular case study involves a gentleman by the name of David Maris out of Houston. And he was sentenced to life in prison in order to pay nearly $1 million to his victims. So the details of the case of David are this. He was a career pimp. Okay. He abused, controlled, exploited his victims. According to an FBI agent, one victim was highly violated, had a learning disability, and had the mental capacity of a child. He wasn't the caretaker he wanted the court to believe he was. So he portrayed himself as being someone who would take care of this young girl. She really was mentally challenged and literally had the maturity thinking of a child. Now, I would like to point out here that he also exploited her through commercial sex. And I'd have to question anybody who was a commercial sex buyer of someone who is obviously mentally handicapped. Evidence indicated that he had been taking her supplemental income from the state, which were intended for her. And so this is a horrific crime, no matter how you look at it. I wanted to analyze this crime for you today from a standpoint of how do you deal with it if you see something like this, or how do you protect the victim, and also things to be considered for law enforcement. One of the things that was important here is the victims were willing to testify in court. That means that the victim service provider and the district attorney in this case did a tremendous job, because these women were highly, highly violated, and not just for a short period of time. One of them was violated for over 9 years. I was figuring out that is literally over 3,000 days getting up every day and being violated. I don't know how these women survived it. One woman said, "I feared for my life, not knowing how to escape the humiliation." I want you to hear that victim's word, okay? Because I believe that the fear of being damaged goods is probably the greatest fear of all mankind, man or woman. And that is one way that pimps will control these people. They were mentally and physically abused, horribly, horribly violated. Now, when it started, it looked like a boyfriend. He started out as a Romeo pimp, a boyfriend pimp. And I picked this particular case because a lot of times we'll see big foreign national cases where there are a lot of pimps. But in this case, one pimp and about five victims here. And so when they all started, I put this in there. One was 17, he was 32. One was 15, he was 34. One was 14, and he was 41. What does that look like to a mom or a dad or a grandma or grandpa? Suddenly this guy comes into their life. In the one case, they met on MocoSpace, but today it's dating sites they'll often meet on, like Tinder and MeetMe and some of those. And he is offering her everything she ever wanted. And mom and dad are saying, "You're grounded, clean up your room." And he's saying, "Hey, baby, you're hot, and I'll be your daddy, and I'm going to take care of you." And that is how it starts. And so what I want parents to understand here is you're not arguing with him and you're not arguing with her. You're arguing with a fantasy that he has created in her. And if you don't know how to deal with that, you're going to lose. If a parent gets in a tug of war with a fantasy, they're going to lose. I wrote a book called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. It's available at Million Kids. And it talks all about this grooming process. It didn't start off violent. It looked like a boyfriend. Eventually, he put them on a peanut butter diet to fatten them up. What does that tell you? I'll tell you what it tells you. He's saying to you or to them, you are not going to get to eat tonight until you make $1,000. And so they're very, very thin. One of the big things you'll see is they're very hungry. A victim will be very hungry. They'll be sleep deprived. And oftentimes they'll carry multiple phones. Although in this case, he would not allow them to have access to a phone. One victim testified that she felt like she had met the devil himself. And this is important to understand. Why don't they run? Sometimes you might be on a court case and somebody will say in this kind of deal, and somebody will say, well, hey, she's in a motel room alone with a guy. Why doesn't she run? Well, first of all, sex buyers are not Boy Scouts, first of all. And second of all, if you see what these women have been through, you will understand why they can't run. They were never alone. They were never free. They would be connected by text message all the time, even sometimes getting text messages during the sex date. He controlled everything about them. You know, a lot of times some of our organizations will make backpacks to give to the girls on the street. And I'm not here to discourage that in any way. If it works, it works. But most of the time, they're not allowed to keep anything. And this man controlled everywhere they went, whatever they wore, whatever they ate, and wherever they had to go, and the kind of sex they had to deliver. These girls had no ability to say no. He took horrendous photos of them, nude, exploitative photos, and he would put them out to advertise them online. And the girls knew that those photos will be out there forever. Some victims testified that he slapped them across the face. He was binding and gagging them. They feared retaliation at all times if they didn't comply with the demands. One victim was severely violated upon her release from jail. I want to share with you what that is like in reality. First of all, the first thing he'll tell them is, you try to run and I will murder whoever tries to pick you up and I will kill you. He often threatens her family. You try to get back home to your family, we will kill your family. And if a girl gets picked up in a sting or is arrested, then she will pay a tremendous price. And that is something that I really want law enforcement to understand is, if you're picking up one of these girls in a sting, try to keep track of her, because once she gets out of jail, he will beat her severely for being able to get caught. One victim testified that he hogtied her and forced her to help him find other women for him. That is not uncommon. One woman said he put a sock in her mouth, a gun to her head, and threatened to kill her. Think about what that's like. You don't know if next time he's really going to pull the trigger. At one point, when the girls were not making enough money, he made one of them do a bank robbery. Think about what is happening now. You know, you're going to go to prison. They're going to pick you up and you're going to go to prison because you robbed a bank. So you have to stay with me and let me protect you. But the price of that protection is very high. The victims were not allowed to have any outside relationships. He took all their ID. He wouldn't let them have a phone or drive. One girl actually tried to get out of the life. Some authorities in Houston helped her and helped her move back to her family back home. What I really want you to understand as a victim service provider is, just because she goes home doesn't mean she's free. He will track her down. He will hurt that family. He will come and get her. If she tries to go to the grocery store, he will kidnap her. He will kidnap a little sister or a little brother. So victim services has to be not just about the victim, but their whole family back there. He constantly threatened her. They're going to come get you because you're not just a quote unquote prostitute, you robbed a bank. And think about the oppression, the fear, the feeling that you are not free. But here's the line I want you, most people to understand. These kids get into this thinking they're going to make a lot of money. They are, and they will, but they will not get to keep the money. He keeps that money because it's all about control and power. You see, pimping is not about sex. It's about mind control. It's about power. It's about controlling other people. You could legalize prostitution all you want to, but it will not stop the pimping. All it will do is legalize the buying. But making prostitution legal will not make a pimp into a Boy Scout. One of the things I'm real proud of here is the jury deliberated for less than 3 hours before convicting him. Smart people, they listen and they care. So what do we learn from this? Well, this is called fantasy, seduced. That's why my book is called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. They fall in love, they think this guy's gonna be the end all, be all, and the next thing you know, they are letting him have complete control of their life. He went from boyfriend or Romeo pimping to what we call guerrilla pimping. Violent, using threats, using humiliation, using threatening the family, degrading them until they believe they had no other alternative. It's important for law enforcement and victim service providers and prosecutors to understand and work together in crafting a solution. I think they did a great job there in Houston. I don't know the people myself, but they did a great job because they were able to get the victims to safe haven. They were able to understand the threat to their family, and they were able to get these victims to testify or at least provide the information necessary to put this guy away and to protect their families. It's also important that we educate the public so they understand the severity of the life that many of these victims endure at the hands of a pimp. You know, especially sex buyers. Now, men believe that this is a victimless crime, but if they can see what these women are going through, they must surely understand that woman isn't there and in love with them and impressed with them. They're there because they're trying to survive at any and all costs. So please don't do sex buying. I talk about this on my radio show. I want our guys to understand that most of the time, those women are not there willingly. It's also important, as Million Kids often does, to educate DPSS and welfare workers, because in this case, maybe it could have been picked up by the fact that this guy is obviously a pimp. And when you're violating someone who has severe mental challenges, it doesn't get much lower than that. Well, this is a Million Kids Insider Alert. I hope it's been helpful for you. If you want to hear these, I do about 3 a week on case analysis or new technologies that are coming out on various subjects. So just go to Million Kids and sign up for Insider Alert, or you can go to insideralert.com.org. Excuse me. This is Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. It's $16. I sell it at my website. I'll sign it and send it to you. And this is Societal Shift, A World Without Borders, A Home Without Walls, all about advanced technology and how it's changing human trafficking. If you know anybody that is being in danger, if you see someone that's in immediate danger, call 911. But if you know anybody that might be a victim of sex trafficking or social media exploitation, you can call the NCMEC hotline, 1-888-373-7888. And finally, this is how you reach me. I hope you will follow Million Kids on Facebook, where IE Million Kids. Please support our work. If you're willing to do that, we would so much appreciate it, especially during this time of COVID. It has been extremely challenging to stay everything together. So just go to millionkids.org and donate. Thank you. If you want to ask questions or want more training, follow the Insider Alert, or you can reach me at opal@millionkids.org. Put your arms around your family, tell your spouse you love them and your kids are proud of it, and I'll see you next time.